The nation is marking Martin Luther King Day today with events and ceremonies, and we'd like to take a few minutes to listen back to King's own words. Before he was assassinated in 1968, he often reflected on his own mortality because there had been many threats against him. Here he is in a sermon that came to be known as Shattered Dreams, first delivered in 1959.
So many of us in life start out building temples, temples of character, temples of justice, temples of peace. So often we don't finish them. Because life is like a Schubert's unfinished symphony. At so many points we start, we try, we set out to build our various temples. And I guess one of the great agonies of life is that we are constantly trying to finish that which is unfinishable.
The speech that really made Martin Luther King famous came at the end of the March on Washington in 1963. He spoke at the Lincoln Memorial in the nation's capital.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. That one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Less than a month after that, four young black girls were killed when the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, was bombed. King took to the pulpit to eulogize them.
These children, unoffending, innocent, and beautiful, were the victims of one of the most vicious and tragic crimes ever perpetrated against humanity. And yet they died nobly. They are the martyred herons of a holy crusade for freedom and human dignity. And so this afternoon, in a real sense, they have something to say to each of us in their death. They have something to say to every minister of the gospel who has remained silent behind the safe security of stained glass windows.
As he struggled to come to terms with the violence directed at the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. He accepted the honor on December 10th, 1964.
The torturous road which has led from Montgomery, Alabama to Oslo bears witness to this truth. This is a road over which millions of Negroes are traveling to find a new sense of dignity.
The next year, in 1965, Dr. King led the marches for voting rights for African Americans across the South. On March 25th, Dr. King spoke to the marchers from the steps of the Alabama State Capitol.
Today I want to say to the state of Alabama,
yes, sir,
Today I want to say to the people of America and the nations of the world that we are not about to turn around.
Yes, sir.
We are on the move now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we are on the move, and no wave of racism can stop us.
Yes, sir.
We are moving to the land of freedom.
Yes, sir.
Let us therefore continue.
Running parallel to civil rights in the 1960s, there were growing protests against the Vietnam War. On April 4th, 1967, Martin Luther King spoke at Riverside Church in New York City. He did what many of his followers had wanted him to do. He linked the movements.
As I have walked among the desperate, rejected, and angry young men, I have told them that Molotov cocktails and rifles would not solve their problems. I have tried to offer them my deepest compassion while maintaining my conviction that social change comes most meaningfully through nonviolent action. But they ask, and rightly so, what about Vietnam? They asked if our own nation wasn't using massive doses of violence to solve its problem, to bring about the changes it wanted. Their questions hit home, and I knew that I could never again raise my voice against the violence of the oppressed and the ghettos without having first spoken clearly to the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today, my own government. For the sake of those boys, for the sake of this government, for the sake of the hundreds of thousands trembling under our violence, I cannot be silent.
A year to the day after the speech on the Vietnam War, Martin Luther King was assassinated in Memphis. That happened on April 4th, 1968. The night before, he delivered what turned out to be his final speech. King was in Memphis to highlight the injustice felt by the city's sanitation workers who were on strike over low pay and working conditions. But near the end of that speech, he said this.
Now it doesn't matter now. It really doesn't matter what happens now. I left Atlanta this morning, and as we got started on the plane, there were six of us. The pilot said over the public address system, "We are sorry for the delay, but we have Dr. Martin Luther King on the plane, and to be sure that all of the bags were checked, and to be sure that nothing would be wrong on the plane, we had to check out everything carefully. And we've had the plane protected and guarded all night. And then I got into Memphis. And some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out. What would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers? Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Memphis on April 3rd, 1968. He was killed the next day. Yesterday would have been his 88th birthday.